Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15 this morning, we're going to be kicking it off. $12,000 a day, $1,000 going in your pocket. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And if you were listening to the show yesterday, Styles and Roman, we got lucky on Friday. We were able to host John Lester's charity event. And there was a whole bunch of Cubs in like this little VIP room. And it was hard for the both of us not to go up to like Schwarber and Elmora Jr. and Rizzo and ask for pics and ask for autographs. We were like little kids in a candy store, but we didn't want to do it. We wanted to act a little bit professional that night.
Yeah, but it's not just us. Like, John Lester and Kyle Schwarber were kind of fighting back and forth, bidding against each other to get a Babe Ruth autographed baseball. Because, you know what? Autographs still matter to people. Like, you know, and for those who don't know baseball, Babe Ruth's probably the best player of all time, like, back in the early 1900s. So to see them go back and forth, trying to get that autographed baseball, it shows it's kind of like the kid in all of us. So 312-946-4995. Who did you know, try to get a picture with or an autograph with? Maybe you waited a long time. I know we do some crazy things to get that autograph or picture.
Yeah, well, every show we're at, like if it's at Lake Shake or it's Windy City Smokeout this weekend with Kenny Chesney and Thomas Rhett and Old Dominion, there's going to be people there seeking autographs. And the fans I love, you know what I mean? Just the fans that are trying to get it, but the people that are trying to sell the autographs and stuff like that, that's all the people you're always like, all right, man, take a back seat, buddy. Relax, yeah. Relax.
You're 54 years old. Like, stop. All right. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Ashley. Who's the autograph that you were dying to get?
Raven Simone from Disney Channel, but the Raven.
Hopefully it was like years ago, not like yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, I was like definitely a tween. I was about 12 or 13, I think. And she was in Disney World performing at like one of the parks. And then my family was vacationing at the same time. And we were like at the boardwalk and stuff. And then I caught her and I was like freaking out. Like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, and my family was making fun of me. But my grandfather made sure that I was able to get a picture and an autograph with her. And then when I saw her come out of the restaurant, I was too scared to go up to her, so my grandfather went up for me, and I was able to get an autograph and a picture, and then I saw her perform at the park.
Sounds like an amazing time, but Ashley, I gotta ask you, where is this monumental autograph from Raven at right now?
It is in a scrapbook with a very nice decorative page with the picture of her.
Wow!
That's awesome!
I thought you were gonna say in the garbage can somewhere years ago.
It's on the other side of the one I have of David Arquette.
You were just racking them up, man, I'll tell you.
Styles and Roman want to hear your story. Call 312-946-4995. US 99.
$1,000. Think about that for a few minutes. 7:15. We kick it off. $12,000 a day. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country. US 99. Going to be beautiful outside today. The high later on this afternoon, it's going to get up to about 83 degrees. But the other night, Styles and Roman, we were lucky enough to be in a room with a whole bunch of Chicago Cubs, and we had to hold back. They told us to act professional, but we were like two kids in a candy store. We wanted to get autographs and pics. There was Schwarber, Elmora Jr., Rizzo, Madden, Lester, and hey, we were good. We sat back and we just said hi to everybody. No autographs were asked.
Yeah, so 312-946-4995. Good morning to Angela from Bolingbrook, because a lot of times we do wait and we try to get some autographs. Who did you wait for?
Well, I was at the Chicagoland Speedway in 2012 for a NASCAR race. I was trying to get my NASCAR driver, Casey Kane's autograph after driver introductions. And Luke Bryan had performed prior to driver introductions pre-race concert. And I was going around the corner and Casey was too far away from me. me, and Luke Bryan came around the corner, and I was like, Luke, 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 and he signed my ticket.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah. Wait a minute, Ange. Did you tell Luke Bryan that he was, like, second fiddle here?
There was no chance. It was just literally, you know, said his name, handed him the ticket and the Sharpie, and he signed it, and that was it.
It is true that most people are good, including Luke Bryan himself, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, you know, Luke Bryan is live in the studio with us right now. Now you can go ahead and tell him, Angela. We are going to be ticket tagging it up once again this morning. We're going to kick it off at 7:50, but check this out. Tickets for Saturday's show, also Kenny's new album, also qualified to go backstage, and we're going to donate $100 in your name to his charity. How amazing is that?
Amazing, amazing. But yeah, man, autographs, pictures, backstage, Good Morning, it's Styles and Roman. I can tell you as a little kid, my mom loved the group Alabama, right? Country mm-hmm. group Alabama. So as a family, we would go to see Alabama every single time they were in Chicago. Now, it's me, my mom, my dad, and me and my sister. We're probably about 2 years apart, maybe 7 and 5, you know, 8 and 6. We're young kids. After the show, my mom insisted on my dad driving us all over Chicago to try to find Alabama's bus and to find their hotel where they were staying every single time we did this. And I kept thinking to myself, why is my dad doing this? Like, why is he driving us for my mom to, like, meet Randy Owen, the lead singer of Alabama?
Did you ever meet him?
One time, we found his bus. And mind you, I'm an 8-year-old kid. Like, what am I? We found his bus, and he was getting out of the bus, walking to the hotel, and my mom froze. She couldn't get out of the car.
What?
She was so nervous. And here's me and my sister, we're kids, trying to push my mom out of the car, like, go meet him, go meet him. But she never did. She froze. She got too nervous. We did see him walk from the bus to some hotel in Schaumburg. But yeah, isn't that crazy? Every single year we do that.
You know what? It's kind of cool that your dad would go to the extreme to make your mom happy. You know what I mean?
I don't know why. I wouldn't do it.
We do it for love.
Exactly. Good morning to Caitlin from Itasca. Who did you try to get an autograph from?
So I didn't actually get an autograph, but I ended up sneaking backstage with some of my friends to meet Julianne Hough, and her security tried to shoot us off, but she was very welcoming and took a picture with us anyway.
So how did you guys sneak backstage? Are you just pretty girls and the security guard didn't say anything?
I think they just weren't paying attention, so we just went back at the right opportunity.
That's the thing people don't understand. If you just pretend that you're supposed to be there and you know what you're doing, a lot of times you can get wherever you want to go.
Exactly.
All right, Caitlin, we'll see you backstage at Kenny Chesney on Saturday.
Oh my gosh, he did!
No. Like,
no, I was just saying that you were able to get backstage, you know.
Like, where did that come from?
Because you snuck backstage!
Alright, well, I'm willing to do it again.
Got a girl from
6 minutes away, 7:15, 12K a day. Imagine what you would do with $1,000. You can go and get pretty much anybody's autograph with $1,000.
You could, but you may have to wait in line. You may have to try to sneak backstage. We all have our people that we've waited for or we've been obsessed over. And good morning to Michael from the North Side. Who did you try to get the autograph from?
Hey, good morning, guys. I waited for Erin Andrews. I had the biggest crush on her. And she was at the same convention center as me working on some media thing for the Big Ten. And I swear I saw her leaving and I was walking and I just kept walking. I nearly walked like twice around the Stevens Convention Center. She got into the car and I like got past her security and I asked for a selfie and she gave me a selfie and it was the proudest moment of my life.
Yeah.
Tickets to go see Kenny Chesney on Saturday. We're going to give you his new album. We're also going to qualify you to go backstage. And the coolest thing is, US 99 is going to donate $100 in your name to his foundation, the Kenny's Love for Love City Foundation. We're doing that at 7:50, but we are just seconds away before $1,000 is going to be going in your pocket. Mortgage, grocery bills. I mean, so much you can do with $1,000.
One song away from $1,000. But one last time, we're talking about it. Times you try to meet your favorite celebrities, you've waited in line. Good morning, Anne's from Logan Square. Who did you try to meet?
Yeah, so she was in town doing the American Idol auditions, and I knew she was going to be in town, and I was like, well, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people there. I want to get my autograph. So I came at like 6 in the morning. She was over here by the planetarium, and I waited for her. She came in. She didn't sign anything, and I was like, nope, I'm not giving up. So I literally waited all the way. I waited for like 14 hours outside.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You really waited 14 hours for an autograph or to meet Mariah Carey?
Yeah, and I was like so hungry that day.
So did you eat or go to the bathroom or anything?
I didn't go to the bathroom. Luckily, there was like a little hot dog like person, like a little stand. So I was able to like run, grab a hot dog, and then I like ran back to my spot. But it was awesome because later on, after they were all done with the auditions, she came out, she signed autographs, she took pictures with us. So it was definitely worth it.
Clearly, Mariah Carey is just not a morning person. Like afterwards, she's fine, but in the morning, don't talk to her.
Exactly.
But Ange, I got to ask you one more question before we let you go. What was the highlight of that day, meeting Mariah Carey and getting the autograph or the hot dog guy?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with the autograph.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.